If you have your Bible this morning, turn to James chapter 2. James chapter 2. Let's begin reading this morning at verse 14. James chapter 2 and verse 14. The Bible says, "What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it have not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is a God, thou dost well. The devils also believe and tremble. Thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made, now watch this, perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messenger, had sent them out by the way, another way. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." I want to preach this morning for a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought, active faith. Active faith. What we have? Now we see that true saving faith is active faith. That's what James is telling us here. It's a faith that's active. God didn't call us to a cold dead something, amen? I'm glad that we're not a part of that. We don't partake in that. But we're part of a lively faith, a living faith. And we manifest it in this world, praise God. It's not just something that we talk about, but it's something that motivates us to go a little farther. I always think about that when I think about our Lord Jesus. The Bible says that he went a little farther. Every day, praise God, he went just a little farther. He knew what the circumstance was. He knew what was coming. But yet he went a little farther. Amen. Listen, me and you today, we know what the circumstances are. We know what's ahead. But praise God, we know that through the Lord Jesus Christ, through salvation, through faith, praise God, that one day we'll be there, praise God, a little farther. And that little farther will take us into the portals of glory. And one day we'll shine forth. God is noonday sun. We see the presence. We see the face of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I don't know about you, but I can't wait till I get there. I'm willing to, amen, because I like it here. I like this old world. I like not the things of the world, but I like being here and I like being used of the Lord, praise God, for His glory. And to that glorious day of His appearing when He'll take me home to be with Him. And praise God, when He does, I'm going to say glory, hallelujah. Lord, I'm ready. But until then, praise God, I want to be used of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. It's what motivates my being. An active faith, a faith that's active in me, a faith that's active in your life, praise God, will motivate you to do something for Jesus. Amen. I don't know today, if you're waiting on something, you better quit waiting and get in because you're going to run out of time. Amen. He said to redeem the time because the days are evil. We need to take full advantage of what's he saying there? He said we need to take full advantage of every moment, every hour, every day that God gives us because this thing's fleeting and just a little while it's going to be over. What we do for the Lord, we got to do today. Amen. Church, we can't wait till tomorrow. We got to do it today. These loved ones, these friends, these family, these people that we care about that's going to die and slip off into hell lost without God if we tarry any longer. It's time, praise God, that God to give us an active faith, praise God, to step out on faith and do something for the Lord. What does that entail, preacher? Well, it entails thinking of others. Amen? We're living in a me society. Now, I know you don't hear that this morning, but that's what we are. We get caught up in selfishness. When these people that's all around us that's going to die and slip off into hell lost without God for eternity, if we don't get past the me and think about them. Amen. Because these folks today that need our help, they need to be lifted up, they need to be encouraged, they need to be showed and directed in the path of righteousness for His name's sake, that we might see the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, what happens? We begin to think about others. We begin to serve others. Amen. We begin to serve. That's what Jesus did the whole time He was here. He was a servant of the people. He was a servant, number one, of God the Father. And He was a servant of mankind. He never come to seek one. He said, the birds have nests. He said, I don't even have nowhere to lay my head. Amen. But He said, praise God, it's all right. He said, I'm going to trust in my Heavenly Father. And one day, praise God, I'll fly away. He said, I'll go back to that place, to that glory that I beheld in the beginning. Amen. But praise God, He said, between here and there, He said, I'm just wanting to do the will of my Heavenly Father. What did He have? He had an active faith. The Lord was demonstrating an active faith that He had, praise God, in what God would have Him to do, what God would have Him to be, amen. And so we see this, and James is telling us here, said that if you got faith, praise God, you need to show it. I wonder how many times we show our faith. How much of our faith do people see as they walk through this walk of life? How much faith do we show when we're down at your house or down at the workplace or wherever you might go and meet people? Do they see your faith? You say, well, I don't know if they do or not. Then your faith may not be an active faith. We need to have an active faith, a faith that folks can see. Amen. A faith that's real this morning. Praise God. But he said, in verse 17, he said, even so faith that hath not works is dead being alone. Amen. We need to have faith that works. Amen. Faith that works. Faith that'll get the job done. Amen. We're justified by faith. Trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, just as if we had never sinned. But praise God, we have to realize that we did, that we were old sinners. In order to give us more of a zeal, more of a desire to do those things that's pleasing to God. To make our faith more active in the day that we live. Because what Jesus has already done for us. But because if we haven't already received under the promise, praise God, that's ahead. Glory to God, we ought to work. The work, the better, praise God. More active for the Lord because of the promise that we have. And we'd like to take somebody along with us. I'd like to see everybody, praise God, I come in contact with. Have an active faith. A faith of believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, without any reservations. I wonder this morning, do we have reservations in our faith? Is our faith strong, praise God, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ? He said, believe on Him and be saved, praise God, today. That's how it's through active faith. It's from believing on Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, it would become born again believers. Amen. I don't know about you, praise God, but I'm a born again believer. I'm born from above, praise God. My birth, I had a earthly birth here in a mission hospital many years ago. I don't know, it may have been St. Joseph Inn, I don't remember, but praise be to God, I was born in a place, but praise God, I thank God for a little place in Oakland, Maryland, glory be to God, in 1900, praise God, I was born again. Amen. 1976. Praise the Lord. I was born from above, praise God. I've never been perfect, but praise God, I ain't the same person I was. Because there's an active faith. There's something alive and real inside me, praise God, and I can't get away from it if I want to. Amen. If you can get away from hide from your faith, then you ain't got much. Hello? What'd you say? I said, if you can get away and hide from your faith, then you don't have much. Amen. My faith is real, praise God. It's a part of me. I love and trust in Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible tells us in Hebrews that for what faith is. If faith in the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is that's out there, praise God, that we're hoping to attain to. Amen. What is hope? That's that faith with expectation. I'm expecting, praise God, one day in a little while to see my Savior. I'm expecting to live in heaven with Him. I'm expecting to have a place that's prepared for me, praise God, because I'm prepared for that place. Amen. I told somebody a while back, they thought about what kind of place I'd like to have in heaven. I said, I'd like to have a balcony where every time I look out, I can see Jesus. Amen. I want to be able to see my Savior, the one who loved me enough to die for my sins, praise God. How do you know, preacher? Because I said, according to the Scripture, because God said so. Amen. God said, Brother Lynn, God said that He loved me, praise God, and that's good enough for me. If He'll take me, receive me, save me, praise God, I'm just going to rejoice in Him. I'm going to have an active faith, praising Him and giving Him glory all the days of my life, praise God, that one day He'll scoop me out of here and take me home to be with Him. I'm going to be one day like old Enoch was. Praise God. The Bible said that he began to trust in the Lord. He believed God, amen. He began to walk with God. He said he began to to commune with God. And one day God just scooped down. He said, Enoch, we're closer to my house or yours. Let's just go home with me. Amen. Oh, Enoch, a type of the rapture of the church. Amen. When God Almighty is going to scoop us out of here one day and take us home to be with Him. Glory be to God. I'm glad that days are coming. Amen. We're getting closer and closer every day. We hear of wars and rumors of war. We hear of sickness and earthquakes and disasters in diverse places all around us, different than before. It tells us just look up, lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. He said, just get ready, praise God. Jesus is coming in a day or so, and we're going to go home. Amen. I'm not camping out here forever. Amen. Amen. I'm not camping out here forever. I'm just sojourning. I'm like Abraham. I'm passing through. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm just a passing through. Praise God. I'm looking for a city. Glory to God. Something that's far better. Because I know about the faith, the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. He said, for by it, verse 2, by faith the elders obtained a good report. Amen. Why? Because they had an active faith. The old time believers had an active faith. They believed and trusted in God. You know what made a difference between our grandparents and the people today is they had an active faith in God Almighty. They believed God. When they got, they was a time, that doctors was few and far between, and they had sickness, they had something come up in their life, your mamas would get on their face, before them little young'uns was sick, and they was a running a fever, and they'd call out, from their hearts an Almighty God, and knowing that God hear and answer prayer. They knew that God would hear and answer prayer. Amen. They had an active faith to believe, praise God, there's a God of heaven who loved them. And had their best interest in mind. And they'd cry out, praise God, in anguish from their heart for those little ones. Amen. What's wrong with us today, praise God? You know what? People don't have no hope at all. There's no hope in this world. People are lost without God. Amen. This whole society that's grown up around us now that don't know nothing about God or godliness, don't know nothing about the goodness of God, don't know how God hears and answers our prayers. Amen. How He brings us up, He lifts us up, and He brings us out of our misery of this world. Puts us in a place, praise God, where we can see the mighty hand of God. But He said through faith, verse 3, we understand that the world were framed by the Word of God. What is the Word of God? Jesus Christ. Amen. All things were made by Him. Without Him is not anything made that was made. Amen, Brother Chris, you get down there at the oaks, you get looking out over the ocean, you get looking out over the waves, you get looking at everything that you can see with your human eye, praise God, and you can say with a surety today that Jesus did that. Amen, glory be to God. And I've got enough faith, praise God, I've got enough active faith to believe if He could do all that for, praise God, for this world, and He put me here to be partaker in it, He'll do whatever I need for His glory. Amen. I'm just going to keep lifting Him up. Praise God. Praising His name all the days of my life for His goodness and His mercy that endures forever. He goes on and says, so things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Amen. Now, evolution says that somehow or another these molecules come together and bang and there was an explosion. Everything began to happen. But my Bible tells me, praise God, that they was nothing, and the God of nothing, praise God, said, let there be, and there was. Amen. I don't have a problem with that. My active faith allows me to believe that God did it all. Amen. Praise God. There's intelligent design. God said, you know what? I'm not going to start out with something, praise God. He said, I'm going to make a man, create him in the likeness and image of God, three parts, body, soul, and spirit, praise God, and I'm going to put him on earth. I'm going to breathe into his lungs the Holy Spirit of God, amen, the Spirit of life, that he might have life. Amen. Praise God. God did that. He goes on and says, praise God, that in verse 5 he said, but by faith Enoch was translated, he should not see death. You know, the thing that worries us to death is death. Amen? We're scared to death of dying. Amen? I told you, I'm not scared of dying, I'm scared of living. I want to live right. Amen? I want to live right. I beg God, Lord, please help me today to live right according to your precious truth. Amen? The best that I can be according to your will. See, by faith Enoch was translated, he should not see death. And was not found. Now I want you to think about this. Now the Bible said Enoch walked with God. And he was not. Because God, they looked around. Someday, they come a point in his family's life. They looked around. They said, you know, old Enoch, praise God, he's close to the Lord. Amen. If you got a situation, you got something, you can go talk to old Uncle Enoch, praise God. He's got he'll pray for you. He'll touch God. Amen. He'll ring the prayer bells of heaven for you. If you've got if you've got a need, if you've got an adverse something other than your life, praise God, you can go talk to old Uncle Enoch, praise the Lord, and he'll touch heaven for you. The Bible says Enoch was walking with God one day, and all of a sudden, he was gone. He was not found. Now that tells me that somebody got to looking for him. Amen. They got to trying to find old Uncle Enoch. Maybe somebody had some kind of difficulty. Maybe somebody had some kind of hardship. And said, well, we need to go talk to old Enoch. I pray God, he can help. He can get us some help. He can pray heaven down. Amen. Why would anybody have that kind of confidence in a man? You want me to tell you how? Because Enoch had an active faith. His faith was active. It was real, praise God. It was out there. It was put on display. Amen. It was put on preview for people to see. Glory be to God. They got to looking for him and they found that they couldn't find him. He was gone. Because why? Because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Amen. Listen, let me just share this with you. If someday they roll me in and they pull me up here in front of this pulpit and somebody comes to say a few words over me, amen, I don't care what they say, but all I want to say is that Preacher Jeff was pleasing to God. Not that I pleased you, or I pleased people, or I helped in the community, or I did this, or I did that. I want to be found, praise God, pleasing to God. I want everything to, my active faith to be pleasing to my God. Amen. To lift up the name of Jesus, praise God. Not to be lifted up, but to lift up His name. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto myself. Amen. Don't do anything for vain glory, but do all things for the glory of God. You say, what about this faith? Why do we need this active faith? Because the Bible says in verse 6, Hebrews 11 said, but without faith, this active faith, faith that's active, it is impossible to please Him. Him who? God. Without active faith, are you listening to me, church? Without active faith, it's impossible to be pleasing to God. Amen. In other words, God didn't call us to a faith of do nothing. God called us to an active faith for His glory. But without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder. Now watch this, of them that diligently seek Him. Amen. To diligently seek the Lord. He said He's a rewarder of them that's got active faith. Active faith is that's seeking the will of God, seeking the way of God, seeking the walk of God, seeking the talk of God. Does any of this make any sense? Amen. God's preparing him a people for a prepared place. A place where there'll be no more the sadness and the meanness and the wickedness and the heartaches and the crying, praise God. A place that's perfect, a place that's unique, a place that's prepared by God Almighty. That's why Abraham wasn't looking for a place here. Amen. Verse 8, it says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whither he went. How did he go? An act of faith. He just stepped out trusting in God. Amen. And praise God. He just obeyed God. You say, preacher, how can we have an active faith? By just obeying God today. What's God speaking to you to do? Amen. What's He tell? I mean, Luke was talking Sunday school class. I said, Luke, what if the Lord calls you to go to the mission field? Amen. He might call you to go over to Africa where the elephants and the giraffes are. Amen. To a people that don't know God. To the jungle people over there. He said, what did you do? He said, well, we was talking about being in the family and being in the family of God. What we have to do is just step out on faith and say, Lord, here am I. Amen. Why? Because it's that faith that we have, praise God. Abraham stepped out on faith. Why? Because he believed God. He went out not knowing whether he went. By faith, verse 9 said, he sojourned in a land of promise. See, God had promised him that land. Genesis chapter 15, verse 5, the Bible said, and he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. Now this is a promise that God made to Abraham. He said, your seed's going to be like the stars of heaven. Amen. Now listen to what it says in Genesis 15 and 6. He said, and he believed the Lord. Capital L-O-R-D. That's the God Jehovah. He said, he believed in the Lord. And he counted it to him for righteousness. Amen. He said, Abraham, God said it. Abraham believed it. Praise God. And it was counted in him for that rightness in the eyes of God. What does it take for me and you to be right in the eyes of God? To believe what he says. Amen. It's not that complicated, children. It's just taking God's word and taking him at his word. Applying it to heart, allowing it to manifest itself to us. He said that he believed God and it was accounted to him. It was put on his account as righteousness. Amen. What do? We just believe God. And God says, you know what? I promised I'll never leave you or forsake you. Praise the Lord. Somebody says, you okay? Said, you look like an awful lonely day. Said, no, glory to God, Jesus is with me. Amen. It's that simple. Just believing on the Lord, praise God, to the saving of the soul. Amen. But he said, by faith, he said, a sojourn in the land of promise and as in a country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac in a strange country, dwelling with in tabernacles, that's tents, camping spots. Amen. With Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Amen. Why? He didn't build a city, praise God, because the Bible says in verse 10, he says, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker was God. Amen. He said he wasn't looking for a place to establish himself. He was looking for a place to be established in God. Amen. And we get our minds off ourselves and our selfishness and the me, praise God. And we get in an active faith looking to be pleasing to God. Amen. We start looking for a place where we fit in. Amen. A lot of people say, well, I don't fit in here and I don't fit in there. Praise God. You can fit in the family of God. And that's the only place that matters. If we get to fitting in the family of God, praise God, we'll start fitting in other places. Amen. We'll all start looking better in the eyes of God. I guarantee you start looking good in the eyes of God, you'll start looking good. We'll start looking good in each other's eyes. Amen. You'll start doing better. I'll start doing better. We'll start loving each other better. We'll start doing better, praise God, and we'll start being better. Amen. You know what happens when that happens? You start feeling better and looking better, acting better, praise God, for the glory of God. That's active faith. That's what active faith does. That's what Abraham was partaking in. Amen. But it says in verse 21 of chapter 2 of James, it said, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son upon the altar? I just read in your hearing from Genesis chapter 15 that Abraham was justified. He was counted to him for righteousness, amen, because he believed God. You say, well, I thought he was justified by faith, praise God, because he offered up Isaac. Well, let me just say this, from Genesis chapter 15 to Genesis chapter 2, where Abraham offered up Isaac in faith, praise God, was 40 years. But I want to say on the authority of God's Word, Brother Rick, that Abraham was saved by God's amazing grace. Why? Because he believed and put his trust in God Almighty, amen, before Isaac was ever born. 40 years before he ever done the works of offering up his son, praise God, he was saved, he said, because he believed God. Amen. Who do you believe today? So I believe God, but praise God, do you have an active faith? I mean, a faith that, it's time that we have a faith that we put some legs on. Amen? Not just a cold, dead faith, but an active faith. You know, the Bible, James said here that the devils, verse 19, that the devil believes that there is one God. Thou doest well. But he said, the devils also believe and tremble. But you know what the difference is? They know, praise God, but they don't have an active faith. They don't believe on the God, praise God. They don't believe on the true and the living God, the one and only God of heaven, praise the Lord. They don't believe on, and therefore they're still devils. If they ever believed on God Almighty, praise God, as the one God, the sovereign God of heaven, they'd be saved devils. Amen. Think what's wrong with the world. They got a whole bunch of devils out there that they believe, they know. They got a head knowledge, but there's no heart knowledge. I praise God, I thank God for the heart knowledge that I have. They were justified, praise God. He was declared righteous before God. 40 years before he offered up Isaac on Mount Moriah in Genesis chapter 22. He was justified. He was declared righteous before God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it was by faith. Justified. You say, well, preacher, it means he was justified before God? No. He was justified before God in Genesis chapter 15. Because he believed God. Amen. I was justified before God on March 1976 when I bowed before an old-fashioned altar, praise God, and I put my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, I believe on you. Amen. And I was justified by faith, by an active faith. Amen. And God brought me out of there, praise God. He's bringing me around to do something for Him. Amen. So that the world might see the accomplishments. He said, verse 21 says, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? God gives us a question. He said, wasn't Isaac justified by works? And I say, yes, he was. He was justified by his faith in Genesis chapter 15 and here in James chapter 2 and verse 21 said he was justified, praise God, by his faith before men. His active faith, he was showing it to the world, praise God, for God's glory, not to be lifted up or magnified and made anything in this world, praise God, but he was lifted up that God could see his faithfulness through him. Amen. God wants to see our faith, an active faithfulness, praise God. God sees our faith. Men see our works, don't they? Amen. Do you realize it every day? Every day somebody's watching you. If you profess to be a Christian, somebody's watching you every day. They're seeing how you talk, how you walk, how you act, how you react. They're seeing it. And because of an active faith, praise God, they can see not us, but they can see God Almighty in us. And what James is saying, he said, hey, listen, he said, you show me your faith without works. He said, I'll show you my faith by my works. Amen. He said, I'll show you how God works. Praise the Lord. He said, well, I'm looking to be pleasing to Him. Amen. And you know, if you're pleasing to God, you'll be pleasing to men. Men around you, praise God, they can't deny God. Amen. The Bible said the Word will not go out void. The Word that's in our heart, praise God, it'll not go out void, but it'll have an effect. Thank God for the effect. To the perfecting of the saints. Look at what James says in verse 22. He said, seest thou how faith wrought with His works? And by works was faith made what? Perfect. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how do I have a perfect faith? By having an active faith. Bible said that Abraham believed God. And it was accounted to him, put on his account as righteousness, being right with God. And then one day, a little while later, 40 years later, after Isaac had grown up a little bit, he said, take Isaac up there and offer him as a sacrifice. And so old Abraham, he pondered and pondered and worried and cried and prayed over it. And what the Bible said. Said, old Abraham got up early the next morning, he claved the wood, chopped the wood, loaded up the mules, got Isaac. He said, come on, boy, let's go. Amen. He said, here, take you a torch, take a fire. Here's the wood and the fire, praise God. He got that at night. He said, let's go. Amen. And he went up on Mount Moriah. He took a journey. He left his servants there and he took his son, his own son Isaac, and took him up on Mount Moriah to offer him his offering. Why? Because God said so. Amen. Abraham had waited years and years and years. Sarah had been barren, couldn't have children. Finally, he has a son named, I named him Isaac, praise God. And God says after a while, I said, Abraham, take thy son and offer him as a sacrifice. And he takes him up on Mount Moriah. He binds him up, picks him up, lays him on that altar. Amen. God was standing and watching the active faith of old Abraham. And when Abraham took that, reached into the scabbard, and he pulled that big old knife out, and he raised it up there to do what God bid him do, take a life of his son. Don't you know how God Almighty, that must have grieved his heart, because he knew as God Almighty that one day he'd have to stand in the same place that old Abraham was and watch man take a vessel, praise God, those old three rusted nails and an old sharp sword and pierce his beloved son. And he said, Abraham, he said, here I am, Lord. He pulled that knife out, he raised it up, and he said, Abraham! Abraham! He said, don't do it. Amen. He said, this was only a test to see the faithfulness. If you had an active faith, if you're still willing to go the distance. And he said, he heard a noise, looked around, and in the bushes there was a ram caught by his horns. Hey, you know what, God? Isaac asked him. He said they was a marching. They left the servants behind. They was marching up the mountain, going up Mount Moriah. Praise God! And Isaac looked at his daddy and he said, "Father," he said, "Yes, son." And he said, "We have the wood and we have the fire." He said, "Father," he said, "Where's the sacrifice?" Abraham said, "Son, God will provide Himself a sacrifice." Ain't you glad today that God Almighty done that for me and He done it for you, praise God? Though through an active faith, trusting and believing in Him, praise God, we can have life in abundance. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. And he just kept sojourning. He kept traveling on, praise God. And he said, James said, because of that, he had a perfect faith. A perfect faith is an active faith. A faith that's active, praise God. A faith that's going forward. An active faith, praise God, that is a living faith. Amen. Look at verse 26. He said, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." Listen to me, this morning, church. If our faith ain't active, if it's not something we can trust on and rely in and we can adhere to, praise God, then it's a dead faith. It's not a faith that works, praise God. It's not a faith that will work. But a faith that works, praise God, a faith that works is an active faith, and it's something that can be used of God for His glory. Amen. Praise God. God Almighty gives us that living faith, that faith that works. Amen. It's faith in the good works that we do because we have faith in God. Amen. Praise God. I want to help people. I want to be encouraged. I want to lift up people because, praise God, that's what God's called us to do. To edify, to uplift the brethren. Amen. To forget about me and who I am, praise God. To forget about what I want, what I need, praise God. But about what somebody else needs. The situation that you're in. Amen. Praise God. That God might bring you out and you shout and praise and give Him the glory for it. Amen. Praise God. That's what it's all about, church. Is we be there and encouraging each other in the Lord Jesus Christ. Realizing, praise God, He is the only way. He's the only hope, the only help that we have. Amen. He's the one that'll bring us through. Every decision we make, everything that we do, praise God, we do it as unto the Lord. And He makes all the difference. Amen. It made a difference in Abraham's life to the point. Look what he says in verse 23. "And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed or put on his account unto him for righteousness." That's the righteousness of God, not man's righteousness. They're as filthy rags. "And he was called the friend of God." Amen. Berlin, I'd rather be called a friend of God than anything I know. I love every one of you. I count you as my friends, my family. But praise God, I'd rather be called a friend of God than anything I know in this world, praise God, because of the goodness I have in my heart because of what God did for me. Bible says Abraham started by faith in Hebrews 11:8. He said he sojourned by faith in Hebrews 11 and 9. And he said he was sanctified by faith. Hebrews 11, 17. Amen. What kind of faith was it? It was an active faith. He had a faith. Abraham had a faith that just kept going. It just kept going forward. It kept moving ahead. Amen. I want to ask you this morning, what kind of faith do we have? Do you have an active faith this morning? Trusting and believing, praise God, that we can't, but God can. Amen. That God can do all the things that He said He could. He can fulfill all the promises that He's made to me and you. Amen. Praise God. What promises we have. What promise we have, preacher? We have promises of glory. Hope of glory. One day in a little while. Amen. Expectation. Amen. One day, praise God, being where He is. Because that's His desire for me and you. But until then, praise God, we just need to press on with an active faith. Like old Father Abraham.